This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, hello. Big things going down on the Comedy Circuit podcast today. My name is Sean. Robot is here. We're going to be unearthing an age-old robot myth. We've decided to give Robot a birthday.
Yay, birthday time for Robot.
So next week on the season finale, we're going to be having a big old birthday party for Robot. And we're going to be getting everything sorted this week. Obviously, as the loyal Sean and Robot Comedy Circuiters, you're going to get a big say in the plans for this party, because we want you to tell us where the party should be held. It could be somewhere we've been before, like a place from one of your favourite podcast episodes, or it could be somewhere completely new. Just put them in the reviews or email them over to robot@funkidslive.com.
Sean, I have something important to say.
Okay, go for it, birthday boy.
Also, at my birthday party, I will be making a big announcement.
Okay.
Not saying what it is now, but there is something big to announce.
I mean, next week already sounds mad, but there's great stuff happening this week as well. Tin Legs Tommy, Robot's best friend, is going to be joining us later. George will be here, as always, and we're kicking things off with a musical legend, that is Katie. It's that time of the podcast again where everyone can put their hands together in a big rapturous applause for the legend that is Katie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Ta-da.
Mate, the entrances are getting even more flamboyant. We had confetti last week and now we've got very, very small but minor pyrotechnics, which is still impressive.
Yeah, I've just put a sparkler in each of my knuckles, like in the gaps between my fingers, a bit like a sort of sparkly Wolverine. That's how I'm going to enter. It's quite hard to light the ones on the second hand, though, I've got to say.
Well, you managed it, I assume. Because they look spectacular. And I must also add that Katie is wearing gloves.
She must always
wear gloves.
I had a grown-up help me with the health and safety of it.
Absolutely. We're nothing but safe on this podcast. Katie, are you excited for Robot's birthday party next week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, exciting things going to happen.
Something exciting is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I've heard rumours and rumblings that there's going to be something going down. Do you know any more?
I can't
this?
Tell you anything, though, because it's a big, exciting thing.
You're being secretive as well. Robot was being secretive about it earlier, and you're being secretive.
Yeah, it's not bad, though. I mean, it depends on what side of the surprise line you are. Some people love surprises and some people are a bit scared of them, but it will be nice.
Am I in danger?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll put my sparklers out.
This week, we've got another song title request. What did we get this week?
We got I Lost My Hairbrush, suggested by Rebecca in South Queensbury in Scotland.
Oh, we love that. We love that. And what were the general moods and vibes of this one?
I think I was a bit inspired by the Home and Away theme tune, to be honest.
For everyone who was born after 2003.
Surely that won't be anyone. But basically, I like the slightly over-emotional quality of a bit of a duet. So there's a human and a hairbrush kind of singing together about losing each other's company.
Wow. Well, Robot, for everybody's benefit, maybe we could just play a very short clip of the Home and Away theme, just so we can really get a good feel of Katie's inspiration.
You know we belong together, you and I forever and ever, no matter where you are. My guiding star.
And from the very first moment I saw you, oh, I never felt such emotion.
Thank you. So Home and Away, that was a TV show in when?
Oh man, yeah. Early 90s, I would guess.
So So it's you know, it's a classic, and as you can tell by the theme song, it was a banger. So we can now all just see if those inspirations made it in to this song, which is called I Lost My Hairbrush. Or is it My Hairbrush Is Missing?
No, that was perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, I Lost My Hairbrush was exactly right.
Brilliant. The singing can commence.
You were my closest friend. We brushed my hair together. I carried you in my bag. You styled me through any weather. Sad. We can brush. It had to end sometime. That's how it goes. Remember all the good times brushing your hair. Now it's a mess. Now it's a mess.
Thank you so much for that, Katie. Katie, can you not give us like a tiny clue on what this big announcement at Robot's birthday is going to be?
What clue could I give you? Here you go. I'll do a tiny charade. Like I'll mime a bit of what the surprise is going to be, and you can try and guess.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh.
What do you reckon?
Oh. Wow. That is perplexing.
Okay. Well, I'll let you think about it. I think that was a pretty huge clue. So.
That was a massive clue. Right. I'll have a little think about that. And we're still doing. People can still send their song titles, though, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, send your very most the most outlandish or inspired song title, whatever you want.
Because just to give you a little hint of the clue, I think the song might have something to do with it. Next week. So if you've never sent a song title to us before, if you've always been listening and thinking, oh, I might give that a go, now's the time. Now is the time to get onto the Apple Podcast reviews and leave us 5 stars and tell us the name of your song title, or to email us at robot@funkidslive.com. Thank you, Katie.
Yay.
Hey there, have you heard about my robot friend? He's metal and small and doesn't judge me at all. He's a cyber wire bundle of joy, my robot friend. My robot friend.
So we're here in Party Planning Central. We've got Robot's best friend in the house, Tin Legs Tommy. He's Robot's best friend. He's a bit grumpier than Robot.
Are you saying I am not full of joy? That makes me one of less stuff.
No. Clearly, Tin Legs Tommy, you are full of joy. You're footloose and fancy free. Anyway.
Are you saying that I don't take things seriously? That makes me one of less stuff.
No, you're taking this birthday party planning very seriously. Maybe a bit too seriously. So the reason that this guy's here is that he's helping getting things ready for Robot's birthday. He's helping getting things ready for Robot's birthday party next week, which is Robot's first ever birthday, because we didn't know when his birthday was.
Are you saying robots don't have birthdays?
No, precisely the opposite. He didn't have
that
one.
That makes me one of less stuff.
Now he does. Robot, can you come and get your boy, please, and settle him down?
Settle down, Tin Legs Tommy.
Yeah, settle down, mate.
Sorry, but this guy makes me less.
Anyway, we're sending Tin Legs Tommy on a mission to gather up all the best robots for the big party. So do not let us down, Tin Legs.
Are you saying I am unreliable?
Oh.
That makes me really, really want to blast stuff. Blasting mode initiated.
Oh, he is actually charging up his blaster. Robot, this is why I thought we had a rule saying that we don't have robots with blasters on the podcast anymore.
Blasting
like,
inside.
Oh, no, are we all going to die?
Three, two, one.
Now look what's happened. You got him cross and then I had to rip his batteries out.
I thought we were past that phase of the podcast of ripping robots' batteries out.
Not a good birthday present.
No, not a good birthday present for you. Leave that to immobilise your best friend. How are we going to go and get the guests for the party now?
Maybe the comedy circuiters can help.
I mean, you guys are really getting on board with the robot birthday party planning this week. Maybe if you tell us what robots you'd like to see at the party, then the robots will see the reviews, know that they're wanted, and that could be like their invitation to come to the party. So if there's any robots who you remember from the comedy circuit this season, then let us know about it so they can come to the party next week. Well, Robot, you deal with Tin Legs Tommy. I'm going to go and see George.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion-free, and he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend. My robot friend. My robot friend. My robot friend.
Stand up. Rise up. If it's safe and possible to do so, put your hands together and welcome George to the Short Robot Comedy Circuit Podcast.
Sit down. No, don't really. I was only joking. Stand up. Thank you. Yeah, that's better.
Stand up, sit down. Getting a good quad workout here. Hello, George. Welcome along, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. I'm all right. How are you? How are you doing? You doing all right?
Well, I'm intrigued, I'd say, would be the word to sum me up at the moment, George, because...
Why's that?
Well, there's just... It's Robot's birthday party next week. Are you coming?
Yeah, no, I know. Am I coming? Of course I'm coming. Do you know, you must know about why I'm coming, don't you? Yeah?
Probably to celebrate Robot's birthday. Why? What other reason would you be there?
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, why were you intrigued then?
Well, generally because, Katie joined us earlier. She's got an announcement, and I've got no idea what any of these announcements are going to be.
That's quite interesting, because I also have an announcement for next week at the birthday party.
You've got an announcement at Robot's birthday party?
Yeah.
Oh my! What are you announcing?
I thought... Well, I can't announce the announcement before the announcement, otherwise there would be no announcement when I'm doing the announcement.
I don't. No one tells me anything around here. I'm worried that this is going to be like some sort of joke on me, or everyone's just going to spring on top of me or something.
Sean, every episode of this show is a joke on you. There's nothing new there. This is going to be. So are you telling me you don't? I thought we all have an announcement.
No,
you don't have an announcement,
I for one
then.
Don't have an announcement. I've got absolutely nothing of interest to share with anyone. So make sure you download and subscribe to the podcast, guys. Sean's got nothing interesting to say.
Well, look, all I can say is I feel like there needs to be a little bit of kind of tension, a little bit of excitement before my announcement, because it's quite an announcement, my announcement. So I want to see announcement in the comments. Hashtag George's announcement. Maybe people can guess what my announcement might be. Hashtag George's announcement, because you're not going to believe what my hashtag George's announcement is. It's special. That's all I'm going to say,
well,
Sean.
I'm excited for you, George. And I'm excited for now, because I'm assuming that you're not just here to plug your announcement for next week. I'm assuming you've brought some content, some meat to this episode of the podcast.
Interesting you say that. I'm actually here to plug my radio show, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every single day. Listen as you do your schoolwork from home. No, I am here to tell some jokes. Yeah. Including
Shameless.
Sing-along soundtracks, 12:30, 30 minutes of straight songs from films and TV shows. Check it out. Sorry, no, jokes. That was it. Jokes. Of course. Now, as the announcement next week, George's announcement, let me hear it in the comments, is all around Robot's birthday. I thought we would do some birthday theme jokes.
Oh, that's very nice.
Okay, here goes. Why do candles always go on the top of cakes?
I don't know.
Because it's hard to light them from the bottom.
Boo, you suck!
Oh, that was bad. That was bad. That was a bad one.
Okay. All right. How about this? What does every birthday end with?
I don't know.
The letter Y.
Oh, flip!
It's Y at the end. B-I-R-T-H-D.
I think these are spoiling Robot's birthday before it's even begun.
B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y. That's how you spell it. All right. Do you want one more? I'll do one more.
Yeah,
This will be great. Why do cakes and cricket teams... Sorry. hashtag, cut that out. Why would I hashtag
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, here we go. Why... One more time. What... This is the sort of professionalism that you can hear in my
Spit
show.
It out,
1
George.
PM to 1 p.m. What is it again? What time is it on? 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. What do cakes and baseball teams have in common, Sean?
I thought it was cricket teams to begin
with. Sorry, I was reading it and then I changed it to be more English and then I forgot. Let's see that one more time. What do cakes and cricket teams have in common, Sean?
I don't know.
Also, baseball teams. They both need a good batter. All three of them.
Boo! Boo! That's the biggest boo you're ever going to get.
I'm saving the good content for next week's announcement.
For you're going to get boos for the delivery of that one. Usually it's just a punchline, which sucks, but you were just an absolute disaster area in all areas of those jokes, George. Your announcement better be pretty spicy to next week, let me tell you.
Hashtag George's announcement.
Oh, the crowd are here. The crowd are here. Boo!
Get away from
boo.
Me.
That is it for the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast this week. Make sure you join us next week because it is Robot's birthday and the season finale. So you can send your song suggestions, suggestions for what robots you want to hear of, maybe birthday presents for Robot, and also tell us where you want our birthday party to take place, all in the review section, or you can email them over at robot@funkidslive.com. We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.